Like I said, I'm going to focus this one on some of what we do in Steiger. So let me just open this up and I'll start with a video explaining our work a little bit more. So.
Steiger grew out of a passion to reach young people who would not walk into a church. What started out as a dynamic ministry reaching young people of Amsterdam has grown into a worldwide mission organization called to reach and disciple the global youth culture for Jesus. The global youth culture is the largest culture to ever exist. They're more connected, but never more alone. Always seeking pleasure, never satisfied. A worldwide suicide epidemic. Sexually broken and confused, raised on pornography, taught there's no absolute truth, only preference. This global generation is overwhelmed with loneliness, anxiety, and depression, and they are not looking to the church for answers because they believe it to be irrelevant to their lives. Many are apathetic, cynical, and even hostile to the gospel. These are our friends, our sons, and our daughters. How do we communicate the gospel to these people who have such a negative view of God? How can we show them the love of Jesus in a language they'll understand? Steiger mobilizes followers of Jesus to reach young people who would not walk into a church. We are active in over 100 cities around the globe and bridge the gap between the church and the global youth culture by establishing Steiger City Teams. A Steiger City Team is a catalytic force for engaging secularized culture with four key objectives. One, we equip and unify the local church to effectively reach young people of their communities. Two, we raise up the next generation of Christian leaders and influencers. Three, we transform the culture by being relationally present and engaging in bold, creative evangelism in the secular scene. And four, we multiply the impact by fostering a culture of disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Thousands of lives are being transformed all over the world by the power of the gospel. Jesus said there is a great harvest and few workers. Will you join us as we bring the love of Jesus to the global youth culture?
So as Aaron, our international director there, shared in the video, we mobilize followers of Jesus to reach young people who wouldn't walk into a church. And it's because of a lot of what I was sharing before, the importance of the peer-to-peer evangelism. And I imagine many listening in here are also church leaders or people that are maybe not of the younger generation, but you can pray for and send out your young people to be bold in this way. We need a young missionary movement today to reach Europe. That's what we're praying for. Young missionaries need to be supported and encouraged in doing that. They need to be given some freedom to be creative and wild and come up with the crazy ideas to reach people. And many of them, when they're ready and the time is right, need to be financially supported as well. So I want to just encourage that as a church in Europe, we would raise up a new missionary movement through our prayers and giving and support and encouragement. So we are praying for this Jesus movement across the continent to reach the global youth culture. And we do it with three activities. We mobilize the next generation of leaders and influencers to impact secular culture. We establish long-term teams that reach and disciple the culture in the cities. And we train the church to reach secular culture. That's a big need. And that's why we talk about it so much at the European Leadership Forum. There's a need to really be trained in how to respond to the culture around us and the questions and ideas. And so, yes, we do that in different ways through these online workshops and in person as well. But it's a big need. The video is a little bit old, so we're actually now in 150 cities around the world. We're spread out thinly in lots of different places. But all those teams focus on six values. And this I want to share as another input for you guys. I think some principles that can be helpful as you think about your own context. These are the values we teach at the Steiger Mission School, for example. It's only a 7-week school, so it's not a theology training or a deep training in that sense, but it's very practical, and we don't focus on methods so much. We focus on principles and heart values, on biblical values. We believe that if we can raise up the next generation of evangelists and missionaries and disciples with these kind of biblical values. They'll go back to their cities and they'll be on fire for Jesus and they'll reach young people in their cities. So we teach, number one, seek God. Do nothing before you come into his presence and get to know him deeply and experience that personal revival in our own hearts first of being filled with the Holy Spirit and knowing God and praying for our cities and praying for the lost. And we encourage that culture in the school and we encourage it in the teams as they go back to their cities. So that's why in some of the pictures I showed, you could see the young people just gathering to pray and to cry out for their cities. And we want that to be a culture of prayer and of worship and of seeking God. And then we say, okay, when you seek God and you ask him, God, what can I do? How can I reach my city? Well, you then have to have the courage to do what he says. You have to have the faith, the boldness, the courage to do what he says. So our second value is have courage and do what God calls you to do. Do something outside the box and wild. Maybe God calls you like the team in Kyiv to do a flash mob or a protest or whatever it be. Ask God, what is it he's calling you to do? But when we go with courage and boldness, we want to be relevant. And so a lot of what I shared here was that value. It was how to engage with the culture and communicate the gospel in a way that people can understand, in a way that isn't going to make them always just reject us because the way we're communicating isn't working. So we need to be relevant. We need to understand the culture, study it, ask questions, listen to people, and develop, make the effort to develop creative things that really engage. We're relevant, but we're also clear in our message. Value four is preach the cross. We believe we need to preach Jesus crucified and resurrected to this generation. We also say when we go to secular culture and we go into the dark places, we go there to reach culture and not be reached by it. That was one of the questions I think our brother from India asked, you know, what if, you know, people get reached by the secular culture? Well, we encourage our teams to strive for holiness. And what we mean by that is be set aside for God, be different and distinct to this world, be like Jesus in those places where you go. So we set high standards of holiness, of being set aside from the culture around us as we go into these places. And last of all, we believe we can't do this alone. And it might sound like an obvious thing, but evangelism is often seen as something you do alone. Like the lone evangelist has to go out and be bold. And most of us don't do it because it's too scary to go out on our own. But think about this. As a church, we do everything as a community. We worship together. We study the word together. We pray together. But when it comes to evangelism, the evangelist has to go out on his own. I believe we need to go together. The whole church should find ways of being evangelistic, of doing evangelistic actions and events together. And in our teams, we teach that. Go as a team, go together. And when we go out and do creative things together, it's much easier and it's fun. And actually, that's another experience that many churches have when we work with them. They come away saying, wow, I really enjoyed that. I was scared. And in the end, it was really fun. And we need that in Europe today. What do these teams do in cities around the world? They start by seeking God, a seek God culture. They go into the secular scene with a relational presence. They do regular creative evangelism to share the gospel in those places. We do large impact evangelism. We tour around Europe with stages and bands and performances. We have one in Poland called I Am. So those of you from Poland can look up the I Am performance. And we're touring 10 cities in Poland this year with this impact event. And there are many more like that. We invest in discipleship relationships as a team and in equipping the local church, and we invest in young leaders and influencers. That's a picture from our Steiger Mission School. Mostly people in their 20s, 30s go to this, but sometimes younger and sometimes older. It's a place to learn how to reach secular culture. So if you're interested, it runs twice a year for 7 weeks, and there's more info on the website for that. But we've seen this movement spread around Europe. We're in Germany, Slovakia, Poland, Finland, France, Portugal, Latvia, Norway, UK, Romania. There you go, Emmanuel. We're in Romania as well. Serbia, Italy, and others. I didn't have pictures for all right now, but in other places as well. And so connect with us if you're from one of these places. I want to jump to how you can engage with us and help out. The mission's growing a lot, and we have financial needs for that. So if you're on this call and you're like, well, I'm not sure if I'm the one to go to the Voodoo Club in Warsaw, but I'd love to support the work somehow, please go onto the website here. There's a link and you can support our work financially. We're definitely needing some support this year. So that would be really wonderful if you could help out. Take a picture with your phone of the QR code and you'll find out. We do run trainings in churches, so you can invite us to come. And here's the information about the Steiger Mission School dates and for this year. And the applications are open, so people can sign up. Maybe you know somebody in your church and you're thinking, man, this, if I could encourage that young person or young adult to really follow after God's calling on their life and learn to be evangelistic or to start a missional movement in the city, send them to the Steiger Mission School and we'll help out. Maybe you liked listening to what I was saying today and you want to hear more. We have a podcast called Provoke and Inspire. Myself, the founder of Steiger, David Pierce, his son, Ben Pierce, and Chad Johnson, we talk every week and about how to be a bold follower of Jesus in secular culture. And so you can listen to this podcast. And last of all, these are some books. Emmanuel mentioned Global Youth Culture, my book, which hopefully, yes, will be at the European Leadership Forum. You can also get those on the Steiger website or on Amazon. All the books are out there. And there's lots of info of what I was sharing today to learn more. And at the end, there's that link again, if you want to stay in touch with us, for the contact form. It'll take you just a couple of minutes to fill out, but it really helps us if you want to stay in touch to have that info from you, saying what you would like, whether you'd like to get involved somehow, or you want to pray, or you want to receive somebody in your church, you can share that there.